I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This story is a follow-up to last month's assassination of a 65-year-old pastor in broad daylight in Bangladesh. Police have since arrested three people. Asian Access's Peter Mazumdar didn't actually confirm the arrests, but he did confirm a different chilling aspect of the case, lists that could be connected to other assaults.
So that's why we are a little bit worried about the Christian community in Bangladesh, those who are sharing the gospel. Most of them, they are finding out who are actively doing this kind of work. So they are identifying them and they're killing.
It won't stop gospel work, but prayer cover would help a lot.
Pray for Bangladesh Christian community that they should bold enough to share the gospel in a such a way that in spite of persecution, they should come to Christ and also they should not leave their faith.
And paying bills, grocery shopping, cooking, and cleaning. These are just kind of part of life, right? Well, not unless somebody showed you how. SOAR International is looking for interns to work with kids who are aging out of the orphanages in Russia. Why? Greg Mangione with SOAR.
Kids coming out of the orphanage system were very ill-equipped to live a normal life. They didn't know how to cook. They didn't know how to clean. They always had everything taken care of for them.
The internship starts June 1st and goes through July 19th.
Last year, we had a student from Moody Bible teaching them everything from agriculture to cooking and sewing and just all sorts of different life skills. But of course, discipleship and Bible were primary ones.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Request yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.